into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Allie joining us courtesy of her own radio show, which is Ladies in Keene. You can visit her at Ladies in Keene. That's K-E-E-N-E. Ladiesinkeene.com. Where you can listen to that show, and there's also a blog post. In fact, a blog post was put up this afternoon by your co-host Cecilia, talking about our friend Derek J. and our co-host on Tuesday nights here on Free Talk Live, who was arrested just this afternoon in a very violent manner for not getting off his bicycle fast enough when a police officer put his sirens on. There was much debate between us on the show here tonight. And there was one point I forgot to make that I didn't think of, Mark, that I'd like to, and then we'll get right back into your calls, about you had made the point, because I'd said we went to this cop's house today with some signs and we sang a song. Sang Free Derek J to the tune Sweet Caroline. We sang that out in front of the house, and then Pete Eyre from CopBlock.org and Kelly from Free Keene went up to some of the neighbors' houses to tell them what their neighbor, the cop, Fintan Moore, had done. And by the way, Fintan's home phone number is listed at freekeen.com right now if you'd like to give them a call and tell him how you feel about what he did after you watched the video.
Please watch the video.
Anyway, so went up to these houses, and the neighbors didn't want to see the video, and you were making these comments about, see, you don't have any currency in the community. And, of course, I was pointing out to you that, well, they're his neighbors, and they like him, and so on and so forth. But while we were in Keene Police Department, just all depends who you talk to, while we were at the Keene Police Department waiting to find out what was happening with our friend, they have the statement of ethics that's posted up there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the Keene Police Department webpage, you can read the very same statement that they have framed and put up on the wall. And it's a very nice statement of ethics. I mean, they're talking about, you know, protecting people and being honorable and, you know, it really, it's a very nice thing to say.
Blah, blah, blah.
So we were reading off this statement, some of the, you know, the hypocrisies contained within, you know, comparing their behavior to the statement on the wall. And some lady had walked into to the police department. I don't remember exactly what she said, because I wasn't paying close attention, but Kelly had heard what she had said. She made some sort of riff off of what we were saying about what Keene PD was claiming they did, and it was not friendly towards Keene PD. And this lady was a middle-aged woman. She didn't look like, you know, some crack whore or something like that. She looked like a very respectable lady. She didn't have nice things to say about the Keene Police Department. So, you know, just depends on who you talk to, Mark, as far as what people think.
It says on their pages, you're saying, objectivity. We will act with fairness at all times and allow the facts, not preconceptions, to determine the outcome of events. So you're saying...
Nice joke.
It's nice.
Right.
But, I mean, no human can do that.
It's a beautiful statement. If they could only try to adhere to it, then maybe they would be a better department. And I think they are a better department than the average, than a lot of police departments around the country, but that doesn't mean they don't have their problems.
I tend to think so.
And it doesn't mean that they're not completely unaccountable for their actions, because, like most police departments, they are almost completely unaccountable. Let's continue here, though, and you can again go to freekeen.com, see Derek J's arrest there. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Jerry is in northern Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling in, I guess, to express my extreme disgust and, I don't know, pretty much getting depressed about all this kind of stuff. But they're getting in jail and stuff. I was just talking about my wife, really liking him being on and everything.
He is a great co-host.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Absolutely. And it's quite a bit. I've had people tell me that the book Atlas Shrugged is not a, you know, a political thesis per se, but in the last year here, I've almost seen scene by scene coming out of that book, and it's kind of depressing.
It's funny that you say that. I haven't actually read the book, but Kelly Voluntarius made the comment the other day that her life is Atlas Shrugged. And, again, I don't know what that really means, because I've never read the book, but she obviously has.
She's really not a railroad magnate.
I don't know what she meant by it, Mark, but she feels like the book is being acted out in her life to some extent. So it can be frustrating, but Jerry, I think the solution is for liberty-loving people to get together and make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve some semblance of freedom in our lifetime, because if we get together, we can make a difference, but if we continue apart from one another, we won't have the same level of impact.
I would like to point out that I don't know about you, Ian, but I certainly experienced depression about you know, the chances of liberty where, you know, in my lifetime, but when I lived elsewhere.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I don't think we should be depressed about the chances of liberty. I think just liberty, I think it's sort of inevitable. I think that, you know, it's the one step forward, two steps back, and even though the steps back seem really devastating, I think that they can't help that people are evolving, getting better technology, learning, expanding their network of knowledge and resources. I don't think that liberty is something that is, you know, just on the decline in all aspects.
No, I don't think so either.
But I totally understand why you're frustrated, Jerry. Anything else you want to share? Your thoughts?
I listened to you guys on the way back home from work, and I went to stop gas at outrageously high prices, and my signal got scrambled going under the stupid awning from the gas station, and I missed the. I don't know if you can do that and give me information about that. The yacht that was a catamaran style yacht. I don't know if it was on the website or.
Yeah, it's on the website at freetalklive.com. The website is ericksoncouncil.com.
You mean when you say it's on our website, you mean it's in the ad column?
Yes, yeah, in the ad column. Inside. There's a banner at freetalklive.com for Erickson Council, or you can search Erickson Council.
How do you spell Erickson?
It's got C's, no K's.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Very good, Jerry. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that things will be a little bit different when we have a few hundred activists around here. And as Kelly Voluntarius was saying, if we have 50 hardcore civil disobedience, that could go a long way. But we really need more people, whether you want to get involved in political action or whatever. Oh, and that reminds me, Mark, I saw an article online today. I don't know if you saw this one, but somebody posted it over at the Free State Project page on Facebook. It's this op-ed piece by some woman who's very, very upset. And she basically says, remember the guy that called in the other night about the ALEC, this group, some sort of
yeah.
conservative group? I'd never heard of them before that night, but all of a sudden, 2 days later, I see them again.
That's how life is, isn't it?
Yeah, in this in this news article or this opinion piece, where this woman was very, very upset. She's accusing people of being involved in this ALEC organization. She says Free Staters are involved in it, but she doesn't name any names. So, from my understanding of the article, she's one of those people who calls anyone who disagrees with her a Free Stater.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what has happened as Free Staters have been elected. People like us who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, moved to New Hampshire to get active for liberty. They've been elected to positions in the State House. And that's upsetting to people that are in support of the status quo. And so they've just kind of started the Free Stater has become this colloquial kind of negative term that people will apply to anybody who's in opposition.
Conservatives or ultra-conservatives, which, you know, doesn't fit really. You know, I mean, it tends to be that it's the liberals or Democrats calling other people that they disagree with free staters.
Right. And I think that's what she was doing in this article, because, again, the names she was talking about were not any Free Staters I'd ever heard of.
Right.
But my point being that, look, here's another example of when you have even political success. Because a lot of people critique me and some of the other activists in the Keene area, and they say, see, you guys shouldn't be doing this civil disobedience, and you should respect the system because people will hate you. Well, look.
These people respected the system.
These people who work in the system respect it, right? Or at least they have to act like they do.
Okay.
So they respect the system. They work within the system, and they're hated anyway. And they're hated because they're making an impact, and they're hated because they're threatening the status quo. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't please everybody, and there's no point in even trying.
Okay. So I think that the difference between what they're saying and you know what you're hearing is yeah, this is absolutely true. Political activists on the left in New Hampshire absolutely do vilify Free
Activists
Staters.
On the right don't like them either when they vote in the favor of like gay marriage and things like that.
But they don't vilify them. The activists.
That's
on the
not
right,
true, Mark. You said you were getting into an argument with those people the other day on the Facebook page.
That doesn't mean they vilify them, though. I mean, you know, they're happy.
They're angry, and you got in an argument with them. I don't know what vilification. I don't know why you need to bring vilification into it. What I'm pointing out is they're upset. They don't like the fact that their viewpoints are being threatened, and so they're going to lash out, and that's what they are doing. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you see there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. Those features, by the way, include the news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, news.freetalklive.com. We mentioned the Free State Project earlier and want to encourage you to visit freestateproject.org, where you can learn over 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And if you've got the time, come on up this summer for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you can join hundreds of other liberty-minded people all in the same campground for an entire week.
and get to know some of these folks who might just be your new neighbors when you make the move as part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty, that is, if you understand what liberty means, and that is that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, and as long as you're willing to allow others to live their lives how they want to, without harming them, then you get it, and you should be a part of this movement if you're willing to be active. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. And for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up June 18th through the 24th, you can visit porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Registration is open now. You can still get the early bird discount, so don't miss out on this. It was a blast last year. It's a blast every single year, and it's great because you get to meet all kinds of interesting folks. Allie, was last year your first Porkfest?
It was.
And was it as good as you expected it to be?
It was better.
Very cool. And it's not too expensive, too. I mean, you're not staying in a hotel the whole weekend, so it's, you know, it's camping prices.
You can stay in a hotel.
Not really, because it's sold out.
Oh, it is?
You could stay in a hotel down the road. There are a handful of hotels down the street. You have to go a little ways, but there's some off-site options.
Camping's fun anyway.
It is. It is. And it's more fun with fun people. And you can go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go to Chris in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark. Hello, Chris. Chris in Ohio.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking earlier about the hotels. I lived in Dayton, Ohio for a while. And on South Dixie in Dayton, Ohio, they advertise hourly rates.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
I have never seen one of these or heard of an hourly rate to advertise.
Is it right out on the sign?
Yes, it is.
Wow, I'm surprised they don't have trouble with the law.
Well, you know, it's a pretty seedy area of town.
Oh, yeah, I get the impression.
No, I never used it, but I have seen it.
Yeah, if you drive by and you see it, I mean, that's totally legit. Obviously people drive through less than desirable sections of town to go about their business, and if you see an ad there, it doesn't mean anything about you as a person. That just I've never seen one of these things.
And it is a main street. You know, it's you know, South Dixie Strip runs all the way through Dayton, clear down into Kentucky.
About that,
it's US 25.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. I just love listening to you guys on the radio. I listen to a daylight to dark AM station normally, but they pick you up on a cable channel.
That's right, WAIS there in Nelsonville, Ohio, and the station owners also own the Nelsonville Cable, and so they put their radio station, which shuts off after the sun goes down, put it on 24/7 on cable. So it's cool to be on cable TV in some places.
So they have programming that would be on the air if they were on the air, but they have this sort of this.
Correct.
Huh,
their programming goes 24/7, but you can only listen at nighttime if you're on cable.
Interesting.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call.
So I know we were joking about taking a nap in your hour stay at the hotel in Dayton, Ohio, but in Japan, I think they do have places where you can go take a nap, and I think in big cities in the United States, you can do that too now. They just have like a little bunk where you can go pay to sleep, and you're paying to have a really comfortable experience. So.
Yeah, they have like these little egg things that you sleep
in.
I've seen this.
Hmm.
Like if you're like a busy, like harried business person in downtown New York City and you're
take a nap.
Manhattan, you could just go to this office building where they have nap rooms.
I am stunned.
Yep.
I can't imagine you do very well. I mean, you know, I'm surprised, but you know, whatever.
Well, people go to the spa and stuff. I don't see why people fall asleep taking, getting massages and stuff. People need more sleep sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. Naps are a good thing. I'm not gonna. You're not gonna hear me disparaging naps as a practice. But
naps are supposed to be free. I'm sorry. I don't know. In my life, naps are free. I'm not gonna pay to take a nap.
No, you pay for rent to keep a roof over your head. So you know the nap is not free.
Well, right. That's true. In New York City, unless you've got a car to go sleep in, where are you gonna nap? I mean, I suppose you could nap at your desk.
Most people don't have cars, right?
That's my point. Yeah. So where do you go? You have to go to the little napping center.
I wonder if there's, like, homeless people waiting outside, like, asking for change so they can take a nap.
I doubt
that very seriously. I heard of a friend who said that they drove a van and they napped sometimes at work. You know, they would take their, you know, one-hour lunch or whatever instead of, you know, they'd have a bag lunch or whatever.
Was this down in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little easier when you have your own car to nap. I've done that before. I would nap in my truck outside the radio station. They'd have me working overnight and I'd have to be back in just a few hours later, so it wasn't worth my time to drive a half hour home and then drive a half hour back.
Sure.
I would just stay and nap, and during the summertime it was pretty brutal, but, you know, did what I had to
do. At night?
No, I mean, during the day sometimes. It just depended.
Yeah.
So, like, once upon a time, I did nap at the radio station.
Yeah, I did too.
That was no good.
There was the one time that we got trapped out there, and, you know, fortunately none of the big brats carried me off.
That, you mean rats? It sounded like you said brats there for a moment.
No, there were big giant rats there.
Right, yeah. That's why I ended up being kind of creeped out about taking a nap at the radio station. Yeah. So, 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we were talking about this TSA agent who's been arrested for pimping, and we just barely kind of scratched the surface of this article here.
Rats the size of Princess Bride. I mean, those big rats.
That's insane. I've never even seen a huge rat.
Yeah.
So MyFoxDC.com is reporting on 39-year-old Jermaine Livingston, who is the supervisor of one of our listeners, TSA George, who calls this show from time to time with kind of the inside scoop on what's going on in the TSA. Well, his boss just got busted for pimping, and apparently it's the hotel manager at the Crown Plaza in Silver Spring, Maryland, who snitched him out. So he recognized him as a customer, a previous customer, and had noticed that he had taken groups of males and females entering and exiting into, or there were groups of males and females entering and exiting into his room, and so he called the cops on him. Responding officers offered to accompany the manager as she went to evict the people from the room. At the doorway, Livingston denied prostitution was occurring and invited the manager and police into the room. Responding officers said they saw 11 people inside the room, including 3 naked females and 4 males attempting to get dressed. Multiple people were laying on the 2 beds, and other people were sitting in chairs and standing in the room. This could have been a swingers club.
Sounds like a party to me.
Yeah, that sounds like an orgy.
That's exactly what it sounds like, but they're charging him with prostitution anyway. Multiple people, let's see, in the room. In a hallway interview, Livingston told police officers he runs airport security at Dulles, trying to, you know, play his bureaucrat card to get him.
I'm part of the club. Leave me alone.
Spokesman for the TSA confirmed he had worked for the agency since 2002. So this guy was a 10-year veteran of the TSA.
Manager.
And that he is now no longer employed by the TSA. See, this is how you get fired from a government job. You do something about sex. Do something related to sex,
dirty.
And you get fired. We talked earlier this week about a cop who was fired from his job because he mowed the lawn in his, not his tidy whities, but those boxer briefs.
Yeah.
He was mowing the lawn in his boxer briefs, and they fired him over that.
Strange.
So you can murder people as a police officer. As a TSA agent, you can steal stuff from people and oppress people and feel up grannies and young women and little children. But, you know, you have sex in a hotel room with somebody, and you're done for. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want, dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there for you, and we give them away. Once again, freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And by the way, you can also listen, of course, online over at listen.freetalklive.com. Get access to our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about the over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM that air the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening choices, including XM satellite radio and our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Over at listen.freetalklive.com is where you can get all the details.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without fees and without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, you go visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
So, we're talking about this TSA agent who was busted for pimping. We'll get back into that story. Coming up, though, Mark, you're going to give us a Bigfoot story. You just love Bigfoot. I don't know what your deal is with that, but... You know, you've got some news relating to that.
I'm compelled by the idea of a North American primate.
We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, there's a little bit more on this story from TSA, like the manager, basically. One of the upper echelon of the TSA. He'd been there for a decade, working at Dulles International Airport. Actually, the boss of our very own TSA George, who calls his show from time to time. This guy, Jermaine Livingston, has been arrested for pimping, and it was because the hotel manager at the Crown Plaza in Maryland, Silver Springs, I think it was, Silver Spring, called the cops on him just because they were suspicious.
They apparently was at the very least having some kind of sex-oriented party.
Right. They went the cops came, the hotel manager went to the room to evict these people. Again, there was no complaints.
that they mention here in this article. They didn't say, like, these guys are being too noisy with their sex play going on in this room. Like, we need to kick them out because they're disturbing our other guests.
He did, by the way, make the mistake of opening the door to the police.
He did, however, if it's a hotel, you're on private property at that point.
As a renter, you're on private property, too. You have rights as a person who has rented property.
Really? If the hotel manager comes and knocks on your door and says, get out, you don't have a right to say no. I mean, they're
kicking you out of the
hotel.
I'm not sure that's entirely true. Plus, people would have been able to get their clothing on and, you know.
That's true. He didn't have to open the door right away. I mean, the cops didn't have a warrant. But I think that if a hotel manager asks you to leave the premises, then you have to leave. It's their private property. And if you rented the room, they can give you a refund and then send you on your way.
Perhaps. I mean, you know, I don't think they could just go bust a door down any old time they want, though.
So what exactly does a pimp, what is their job in the... What do they really do?
The pimp is somebody.
Depends on the scenario.
Well, what service they provide? Like protection for the women?
Ostensibly.
Do they help find
customers?
Customers? Okay.
Yes. So essentially, they're the middleman for the girls. And of course, you know, the girls that want to make the most money and don't want to have some, you know, drug addled, violent pimp ruling over them go off on their own.
Well, probably after they get a certain amount of experience in dealing with whatever customers might be the best for them, you know, put together a customer list. In the same way that it's rare for somebody to come out of beauty school and go directly into their, you know, opening up their own shop and cutting hair. Most of the time, they'll rent a chair or work at one of these places that pays them hourly or by the haircut or whatever, splits a haircut with them. You know, they're going to get their legs underneath them.
So here's how he ended up going down, right? Because he didn't admit to being a pimp. He said there was no prostitution going on
here. Street level pimps, by the way, bad things.
Right. This guy is in a room with 11 people in the room, 3 naked females, 4 males attempting to get dressed.
What's the problem?
Multiple people laying on 2 beds and other people sitting in chairs and standing in the room. This is when the cops came into the room. The TSA has already fired him. In a subsequent interview, one of the men in the room had told Montgomery County Police that he paid Livingston $100 to enter the hotel room to engage in sexual activities.
Yeah, that's it.
So somebody rolled on him, basically. Charging documents also say a TSA investigator told police that in 2009 a very similar complaint concerning Livingston was placed on record with the TSA. The complaint alleged that Livingston was operating a prostitution ring and charging individuals $25 for sexual acts. TSA spokesbureaucrat had no immediate explanation as to what, if anything, the agency did about the earlier complaint. Bryant Livingston is facing 5 prostitution-related charges, and his attorney declined to comment. He's been released on his own recognizance, facing trial in May. In Maryland, a person convicted of prostitution can face up to a year in jail.
This isn't, you know, prostitution in the sort of the normal sense. You know, I've got a girl, you can pay money to, you know, spend some time with her, whatever it is that they do. This is a, you know, pay to come to my party. Mm-hmm. And that's a different thing. I imagine the women are coming for free, ladies' night, as it were, and that the men are paying. That's just my guess, but...
Well, the women are ostensibly prostitutes and are being paid to be there, and that's just going to come for free so they can have sex.
This is a dozen people. That's really not that much money at $25 a piece.
It's $100.
Okay, now it's $100.
No.
But it was $25.
No. You know, the TSA complaint that was filed on him in 2009 was that he was charging $25 for sexual acts. In this particular incident, when he was arrested, he was allegedly charging $100 to get somebody...
Business is good. Rates are going up.
To get somebody into the room. Well, we don't know if it's the same thing. He might have simply been charging somebody $25 to have a, you know, lady come and give him a BJ. So, you know, we don't know what that $25 was for. But, yeah, if he's got 3 women in a room plus him, you got 8 more people, 8 guys paying $100 a pop. That's an $800 night, 100 and something to the hotel, 150 or something like that to the hotel for the room. And he's going to walk away with, 6. Probably has to give the women $100 a pop or something like that. So it's not a whole lot of money.
No, it's not.
Really not a whole lot
not
at all.
Not a lot of money at all, no.
He might pay the women less than that.
I can't imagine much less.
Unless, yeah, he could be paying with drugs. That's always a possibility.
He could just be there for the party. Like, that's his thing, and he just gets the money to the women.
Who knows? We don't know all the details.
Certainly not.
But we know that a TSA agent has gone down for running a prostitution ring out of the Crown Plaza in Maryland.
So you're saying something about how they're stricter when it comes to these government bureaucrats about sex things they get charged with. And I think that maybe this has something to do with the fact that the TSA's job is to fill people up. And so if word gets out that there's some guy still out there...
Could be.
on the TSA who is known to run a prostitution rink, and he's filling up your little kids. I don't know why people care if he's filling up little kids anyway.
Maybe he'll recruit your daughter into his prostitution ring or something like that. Yeah, people do have irrational fears from that perspective.
So I just wonder if the TSA's job has to do with why he got fired, but I don't know.
But it doesn't explain why the cop with the boxer briefs would be fired for mowing his lawn.
That sounds like, they were suggesting mental illness or something. I don't know.
If you saw the picture, it's just a guy in his boxer briefs mowing the lawn.
So, I mean, if this
a hot day
chose to wear Speedos, it wouldn't be anything. What? It's a bathing suit.
Right.
Big deal. Or a pair of tight biking shorts.
I don't know. They might
about the
like
fabric,
me.
Right?
I don't know.
It's about
know.
The name along the waistband.
I don't know. It might
but
be
it's
just
social
about
convention.
Short shorts. It just might be about wearing relatively small pants.
It's all arbitrary. Just like the prostitution thing is arbitrary. When Mark said something about ladies' night, it reminded me of how bars will sometimes do that, where they let women in free and men pay, and then, you kind of find out that a lot of the guys are there to pick up women, and a lot of women are there to get picked up. Well, then isn't the bar essentially just a middleman for sort of
whatever
that situation,
happens.
And then they're charging the men to find the women that they're going to have sex with anyway?
And I don't know this guy's scenario, but this is essentially what he can claim. Look, I put together parties.
Yeah.
People come to the parties and do whatever they do. Okay? That's all that happens.
Yeah, the bars are licensed.
Right. I charge for parties. What's the problem with me charging for parties? So
I got no problem with
it. If he's not promising a specific sexual act,
then it's
for
not
money.
Thing.
Hey, I set up parties. The women at the parties tend to be kind of loose.
Right.
whatever.
Toll free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you've been in a situation like this before.
I'd love to hear the story.
Maybe you've been to one of his parties. 1-855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Available now. Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
IMF! GMF! Take away everything you can get! Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt!
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You can send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum podcast, and more. It makes a big difference for us, your $3. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To Jacob, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just had a quick question about what you all were just talking about, the TSA agent. I didn't hear everything about what you were talking about, but could what he have been doing maybe qualify as racketeering?
You're talking about the TSA agent arrested for alleged pimping, where he was running people were coming up to a hotel room, paying money to get in and then do who knows what with some women that were up in that room. Define racketeering.
Well, from what I understand, it's like running an illegal business, and that just kind of sounded like that's what he was doing. I could be like way, way, way off, but it just.
Yeah, the term racketeering is often has to do with a conspiracy to commit crimes. A business is a conspiracy, right? You conspire to do something, and I think that you could call it racketeering, but usually they reserve that for the bigger fish.
Okay, all right, I understand. All right, I appreciate it.
In this case, it seems like the guy's putting together parties. I don't know. I don't know what the guy's doing. I couldn't say whether, but I think that you might be able to skim the law. You'd have to have a good attorney, but you might be able to skim the law in this area if you put together these, these parties. There are swingers clubs out there, and they charge money for you to get
in the
door.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
goes on there, whatever you meet and go elsewhere to do, or whatever, is all up to other people. There have been certainly, there have been clubs where sex goes on premises. People pay to get in. So it's really kind of this gray area.
A
according to Wikipedia, a racket is an illegal business usually run as part of organized crime. Engaging in a racket is racketeering. So, you know, is it an illegal business to charge people money to come into a party, if that's indeed what was going on? What would be illegal would be for him to say, if you pay $100, I'll guarantee you'll leave here tonight having sex with a woman.
Right. Now, that would be the difference, right? Like, I guarantee you can walk into this hotel room where we are having a party and there are loose women. That's one thing. Another thing entirely that, you know, but if you know what's going on in the party and also, and there's money changing hands, because it's legal to have sex, but if there's money changing hands, then, you know, and you know that there's money changing hands for sexual favors, then you get into this gray area again. I don't know, that's great.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Jacob, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. I appreciate
Thanks for the
that.
Call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Because prostitution, now I'm no lawyer, please, this is not legal advice, but as I understand it, prostitution has to do specifically with paying someone for a specific sex act. If you pay for sex, if it's defined, like when you, if there's a sting operation, usually if you've ever seen these...
Hey, baby, you want to go around the world?
I don't know what that means, but if there's some sort of specific determination that... if the girl says, I'll do XYZ for, you know, $30, and you agree to it, that's it. You don't have to actually go through with the deal. You don't actually have to have the sex in order to be guilty of soliciting a prostitute. But once the deal's on the table and agreed to, then you've got a prostitution. Up until that point, it's not prostitution.
Right. So you could say, hey, you know, I want to pay you some money to go hang out.
Right. Or escort me tonight as I'm out on the town. Then we'll go back to my hotel room where you can escort me to my hotel room or whatever.
Whatever the escorting is going on. Yeah.
And then there's probably some awkward back and forth while people try to figure out whether or not one another is actually a cop, because each side could, in theory, be
potentially
stinging
certainly
the other
one. Yeah.
So Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hello. Within the past couple of weeks, there has been discussion about and with Helen the Socialist.
And?
One argument was made, if you believe in something like single-payer health care, then why don't you send more money to the government? If you're glad to pay more in taxes to get more services, why don't you send more money to the government? I asked someone this, and the response I got is that if you do send more money and they don't have a plan for it, then it's just going to get frittered away.
As if it's not going to get frittered away anyway.
Well, but that's the response.
Mm, okay.
But other responses from my own experience as a former socialist myself is that, number one, I felt like if I did it on my own, then it... there's no telling where that money's going to go, and it would just be a drop in the bucket anyway. And number two... I felt like I was in competition with everyone else, and so if everyone who believed in something gave extra money towards it, but nobody else did, then they would be disadvantaging themselves financially compared to the opposition who could spend that same amount of money on things like campaign contributions or who knows what else.
So they recognize both those. They recognize that if they give up their money to the government, that it could just be wasted. So a socialist seems to contradict a socialist motto, but so they admit that their money could just get wasted, and they admit that there are other uses they have for their money that are better than throwing away at the government.
But they'd be better at allocating it than the government
right.
would.
And so the only way that they're going to the only way that they're going to give them any more money is if they make it the law for everyone to give more money, basically.
It has to be institutionalized in order to be properly allocated is, I think, generally the answer there.
Yeah, that would be the way to say it, but really what it boils down to is I'm better at allocating someone else's money than they are. I have a good plan. My plan includes your money, and you'll obey,
right, or
you'll
else.
Go to prison. I was listening to the Daily Show the other night, and they were, you know, talking about these two sides of the stories and making jokes and stuff like this, and one side was saying that it's about freedom. And it really is. If it wasn't about freedom with single-payer health care, then why, or in this case, it's the socialized health care, what is it called? Mandatory insurance or whatever.
I watched
why is the IRS in charge? What's that?
I watched part of that skit earlier today, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so why is the IRS in charge, right? If it's not force, who considers the IRS to be an agency of something besides force? Mm. That part is clear and obvious. Now, one may say that this is fair and this is right that sick people need treatment, and I get that. I mean, I see they do need treatment. That's sort of the definition of sick. But really, we're all sick. I mean, there's probably some medical thing that most people would do if they could afford it, whether or not it's a nose job or some kind of lift.
That's not being sick.
Whatever, it's some kind of medical use.
I mean, wouldn't call that
the need
medical.
For medical attention. If you determine
you
that there's
need
a need,
to okay, have a
your,
nose job.
I'm not claiming that you get to define what sick is.
Okay.
I'm saying that there are a lot of people that would like to have a lot of medical attention if they could get it for free.
I would call that cosmetic surgery, not
Fine.
Medical attention.
I see a different definition. But
well, I think it's the... Okay, so I have this idea of the type of person that supports the socialized health care. And I think that a lot of those people also like to support the idea of, like, eating healthy and taking care of yourself and all natural stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's just a stereotype. But I think that the idea behind socializing... the health care is that it'll help a lot of sick people, but they don't look at the perverse incentives that it gives, because now people don't have any reason to watch their health.
Yeah, why take care of yourself?
Wait, yes, they do. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to love getting sick because I got to stay home from school, but that doesn't mean that I went out of my way to make myself sick because
I
had to live with my body.
I forced myself to throw up in class one time so I could not be there.
Wow.
That was when I was really little, but yeah, there's been, I know that that happens.
Well, and it's not about being sick, it's more about, feigning illness. Once you institutionalize it and nobody's responsible for it. I mean, I was in prison, we had socialized health care there. I can tell you that sick call was full every single morning, sometimes into the afternoon.
Get you out of the cell, right?
Right, this was the worst medical care you could possibly get, but people went.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call, appreciate hearing from you, and we are out of time for tonight, but that's alright, we do this thing 7 nights a week, so you can join us for the live Saturday edition tomorrow night. And, of course, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
And check out ladiesandkeen.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.